Welcome back. This is Carol Flagg reporting live from HIMSS in New Orleans in 2013. With me right now is Dr. Stephen Waldron, Senior Strategist for AAFP Center for Health IT, and Gene Berger, the VP of Product Management at MDON. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Carol. Okay.
And Gene?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
So I've caught you two right off giving your presentation here at HIMSS, and my understanding is the topic was improving outcomes with benchmarking data, the AFP's clinical data repository. So you've just come off that presentation. Can you give our readers and listeners a quick idea of what that presentation was about?
Sure. We talked about our CDR pilot that we undertook with MDON. What we're trying to do with the pilot is, as our docs try to navigate the new models of care and the healthcare reform that's happening, there's a new set of capabilities that they need in their practice, being able to do population management, risk stratification, being able to benchmark themselves against their peers to be able to drive quality, efficiency, and safety. So we've been working with MDON to collect administrative data and clinical data to provide them with a solution that provides some analytics to analyze that data so they can figure out where are some places that they may want to work on in their practice to drive quality improvement, looking at classification of disease states, for example, looking at maybe when the last time a diabetic was in the practice, we can manage that from claims data, and then looking at preventive diagnoses as well.
You know, there's obviously a lot today being reported about informatics and analytics and, quote, big data. Yeah. From an EHR adoption standpoint, what's the long-term big picture viewpoint? Gene?
Well, I think one of the great things about this project that we've been working on with AAFP is we didn't have to go find big data because MDON already has big data with over a billion healthcare just claims transactions and 6 billion healthcare transactions a year. The EMR, from our perspective, or as we think through this particular project, is a data collection point that now allows us to be able to leverage data. There are certain content that is being certain content that comes from the EMR. It's the only place it's being collected, whether it's smoking cessation or BMI, that allows us to more actively understand when we look at that along with lab order prescribing data and administrative data, we can better help create ways to better manage care and understanding that data and using the analytics that is being developed by AFP.
And Dr. Waldron, the HIMSS tagline this year is Health IT, Right Time, Right Place. As a senior strategist for AAFP, Center for Health IT, what do you see as like one of the biggest or the top two biggest challenges that providers are facing right now in health IT adoption?
Well, I think of the adoption piece, probably sort of some confusion in the marketplace. We've seen a lot of uptick in health IT adoption with a lot of new vendors coming in. And I think the challenge is really making sure that they still keep the eye on the big picture. It really is about quality improvement, safety, and efficiency, and looking toward more of the value-based payment models, not just looking at volume-based reimbursement and how do I document faster, how do I document more completely, how do I get more patients in my practice, but how do I provide a functionality set in EMR that really allows me to manage populations and drive change in that population.
And back to the big picture again. Yeah. And Gene, one more question if I can. So been a lot of focus in on, media, I guess, especially saying this is the year of the big EHR switch, sort of driven by that Black Book survey. Obviously, there are providers out there who are thinking seriously of, changing to a new certified system from stage one to stage two. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the stage one, as physicians were going through that very large change in their practice and their practice flows, there was a lot of reasons that they chose their original EMR, whether it was from a sponsorship model, right? If you understand how physicians receive referrals on their systems, it's the other system has, the physician down the street may have the system, and that's the best referral pattern that they have. As they're now a few years into stage one and really using the EMR, I just think there's a much better understanding in the market about what they need that technology to do for their practice, and especially as you look at things that are happening just over the last few years because of adoption. You're seeing a movement towards mobile. You're seeing your need to be able to interact with patients. And so those additional components that were meaningful, you started in order to get a foundation set, but as you're moving towards stage two and it really becomes more about patient interaction, you have to really think about whether the system you have is the one that you want to keep for the longer term.
Beyond stage two, stage three, stage four, right, because there could be more than three stages.
Yeah, there could be.
Yeah. Dr. Waldron, I hope you're going to have a good HIMSS here in New Orleans.
Yeah, HIMSS is always a great time.
Yeah, thank you very much. And this is Carol reporting live from HIMSS 13 for another HIMSS highlight.